Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 21st episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
And you have a very strange look. What's going on? Something is wrong?
Why?
I don't know. You look concerned.
No.
Ah, okay.
I'm not concerned.
That's it's just on a different intro this time.
I think you cannot really see me because of the sun. So
it's very annoying. Yeah. I don't know. It's just like one tiny line of sun and it's in front of my eyes. So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, how are you? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a bit tired. You?
I'm so tired. Yesterday night I didn't sleep.
Yeah, it was terrible. It's nearly the same. But
you know that I even dream Berlusconi. I don't know why. I was like, okay.
You missed your country.
I think that my body feels so sick because of all this situation that they start like freak out during dreams.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
So, but you are from the north of Italy,
yes.
Right? But in your region, there are. So, I was thinking maybe you were the supporter of Milan.
No, I don't like football. If I need to support, if I need. If you ask me to. Pick up something, I probably will pick Inter.
Ah, okay.
Only because my father used to be a fan. I don't know if he's a fan anymore. We don't speak about football, so.
After the things happened that Juve went to second division, he got.
I don't know.
No, okay.
Juve was in second division.
Yeah, but in 2010 or something.
Oh really?
In 2000.
What did they do? They were corrupted and they found it.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't know.
So they took. 2 or 3 championship from them and they give it to Inter
randomly. But what
no,
does
that
it mean?
Inter was second. So
okay.
And they sent them to Serie B.
Who owns Inter right now? Like
I
some
think
Indian
Chinese.
Oh, really?
Indian Chinese?
I don't know.
I know that
Milan,
Milan is Chinese.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that our main teams in Italy they're owned by people.
But
that don't
Juventus is still Italian, I guess.
Oh really?
They are owned by the company who owns Fiat.
Well, it's Fiat.
So Fiat.
They are
owned by Fiat. Basically, he's the so it's Italian.
I don't think that it's Fiat that owns them. I think it's the family that owns them.
Yeah, well, the family who owns Fiat also owns the.
No, they don't. I don't think that they own Fiat anymore. It's like you know, you have like a CDA.
I'm sure that they are connected because there was an issue when you were. Bought Cristiano Ronaldo, they were paying them like 35 million per year. And people in Fiat factory, they were crazy because they couldn't get paid like 1,500.
Oh.
But in the meantime, Cristiano Ronaldo receives 35 million.
I don't know. I'm a little bit outside this kind of news.
So the main reason to ask it is that Berlusconi was the president of Milan, so that's why I thought that when you see Berlusconi, maybe you are a fan.
I don't know. I think it's due to the fact that I just discovered that he has a new girlfriend.
Oh.
She's like my age or something.
About, well.
No, she's younger than me. She's like 30.
To be honest, you are above the limit for Berlusconi.
Thank God.
you are already very old
exactly,
for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, but can you imagine he's 80 right now? Huh?
This is the notion of sugar daddy. So he's rich.
She is a deputy in the parliament.
Really?
Yes.
This is sad.
But it's always like this with Berlusconi.
No, but what I saw in Turkish media is that he is like always with young models, etc.
But have you
Have
you heard about this Turkish cult that is really, really like there's all these blonde women that they look like all the same and they have plastic surgery and that they're all like kind of married with this guy. But it's a cult. It's not Do you know it?
Of course.
Which is the name of this cult?
No, when you ask it, I don't remember anymore. But Adnan Hoca. Adnan.
This is the guy.
Yeah, the guy.
But which is the name of the cult?
Yeah, the
creationism?
I don't know. I don't know. But the guy was, they took him to prison 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, just because he had a lot of blonde girls?
No. Lots of other things. Like
prostitution.
That also, lots of drugs. And also, they had videos of, they were doing blackmails.
Black what?
Blackmails. So you know, you go to his place
yeah.
and have like orgies But you are a politician, and then they take it to video, and then they ask you to do stuff because they had
the blackmailing.
It's called blackmailing, yeah.
But you said black mess.
No, I said blackmail.
Oh, okay, I did not understand.
Because I had the camera, the microphone in my mouth, probably. The
but why you just smash it on your mouth when you speak? Because I don't think it's the way to use a microphone.
I think I have enough space here.
Yeah, but here, then maybe you're not able to. I don't know. This is my impression. Did you study how to properly use this microphone?
I checked some videos. Okay. That people singing, but some of them were touching like this. Some of them were a bit limp. But I thought that it's depending on how much they scream.
But it's also think, yeah, maybe someone is using the nose to keep distance, because if it's touching the membrane.
My nose is a bit small to be.
I don't think it's the right way to use it, but okay.
Okay, so
anyway,
again, yes. About our metal podcast.
Let's go back to the reason why we're here.
Yeah. So we have two bands that we discovered. I will talk about a band called Pure Reason Revolution, and you will be talking about Agam.
I think so. I don't know.
Okay. And then we have a discussion topic, is the most iconic metal fashion trends.
In the past or in the present?
Currently, yeah. Well, yeah, we will start from the past probably. And then finally, we will do this 90s festival auto-generator.
Yeah.
And see if we like, well, we will generate the festivals. We will see if we like it or not.
Let's explain properly. Yes, there's a website that allows us to generate a random lineup as it might happen during the 90s. Yeah. So there were some festivals that they had some lineups, and then with some names that they were famous at the time, and via this website you can recreate them, but they're not real. So they're just like really randomly pick up bands. Maybe they never had the possibility to share the same stage at the time, but it's nice to see what we come out and comment about it.
Yeah. So let's start with your band, Agam.
The discovery. Yes. So I actually recently discovered this band. It's from India.
Mm-hmm.
And they play in a prog rock, but the nice thing about it is they put a lot of influence from the, let's say, a sort of Indian classical or traditional music that is called Carnatic. I read a little bit in Wikipedia, and they said that it's specific from the south regions of India, and the main focus of this type of music is the use of the voice. I think you find it a lot also in Bollywood music, when you hear these guys that they're like singing at the moon or something. They're using this kind of they're singing in this traditional way, and it's really nice. And I like when there are this situation in which you combine something modern, something that like traditional metal with something that belongs to your culture. So it's really nice to hear like the mix, even if it's not really a mix, because one downside about this band is that their song is not really like a mix of genre, but you have like a song in which one piece is like a guy that sings in this way, in an Indian traditional way, followed by a piece of instrumental music that follow more the prog rock structure, and so on and so on, which is not really nice. It seems like a kind of a collage of stuff. I like the idea though, and I like the fact that they're actually sharing their own roots, and they put it in their own music. And for the rest, also there's not so many information. I found like single songs from a collection in Spotify, but I also saw that there are like multiple albums that they release. I think they start even in 2003, so they have like quite a history, and they're quite famous, if I understood from Wiki, at least in India. For the rest, there's some sounds that I think that they made with their own specific instruments, but not so many. It's like it's guitar based. The music is guitar based, except the moment in which someone sings, and then it's kind of ambient music or like environment around. So that's all. I mean, I also found that Agam means hurt soul or the inner soul in Tamil. Just a curiosity, but
Tamil is one of the languages in India.
Okay. I think that is the third or the fourth most speak, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I heard from our mutual Indian friend that
you need to specify exactly.
Yeah. Anush. So he told me that actually the prog is quite a famous genre in India.
Well, I remember that there was a prog rock band coming to Dunk Festival from two or three years ago.
Well, he told me that many people, at least from his age group in university or in high school, they were listening to prog bands that were at least were unheard in Turkey. So I think they have like a... Well, prog takes lots of rhythmic elements from Indian music, from the traditional Indian music. Of course, if we just call him, he would explain it much better. But those weird time signatures are very commonly used in Indian music. So that's why I think it is quite famous and well received in Indian community, let's say.
Okay.
But also the country is so big that example of one university might not be just, you cannot extrapolate to whole India.
Yeah, I think that it's difficult to find trends, especially if they are not brought via classic channels, let's say traditional channels.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really big. I mean, there are billions of people there. I don't really know. Like, I guess that the most listened music is traditional music.
Probably,
but it's quite mm-hmm. obvious. But yeah, you never know, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 50% of the people listen to metal and you don't even imagine.
I was quite fascinated because he also told me that some not so well known. So, okay, Dream Theater is also going to any places in Earth and they will have some crowd. But some unheard prog bands were including India in their tourings because they were sold and they were streamed in India quite oftenly.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a bit a surprise to me to hear.
Okay.
But also I literally, the only things that I know about Indian culture is coming from Anush. So he told me stuff and stories.
Just for our listeners, we have a friend, his name is Anush, maybe he's listening to us.
At least he's liking every time that we post stuff.
Yeah, I think he's listening to it. So I don't know what he will think when he will listen that we talk about him. Maybe he will just drop a comment or something.
Yeah,
but we also have friends from other countries.
That we can talk about other countries also.
Exactly. So next time. The Chinese band, and then we talk about our Chinese colleague.
Yeah.
No, I would like to find a band from Korea, maybe. But not like it's Japan.
They have Gangnam Style.
No, I'm not Gangnam.
What the name
metal,
of the guy?
Korean band.
Let's see. Yeah, in Japan there is a huge metal community, but you don't like them.
Yeah, but this
the Visual
like
K.
Come on, Visual K is like they're all gay. Come on.
I won't comment on it.
They look so gayish. Seriously.
Okay.
But like not gay like they like men, like gay like when they go to a pride parade.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like this silly gay that okay, it's fine that they exist, but it's not that I'm really like fancy about it.
They are just how to say it? It's like a Nordic people do the corpse makeup.
And then they look like women, which is
no, cool. Those guys do those makeup to look like anime people, in my opinion.
They end up transgender, but okay, this is my opinion. And your album, your discovery?
My discovery is called again. It's Pure Reason Revolution. It's a prog rock band from UK.
Oh, what a
coincidence! Yeah,
thing,
yeah. Well, this band is actually assembled in 2003, and they were active until 2010. Then there was like quite a long hiatus. And in 2020, they released their fourth album. So in April this year. So they have four studio albums. The three were released in the first 5 years. And then the last one is released this year. It took my attention because it's co-fronted by a female singer.
Mm-hmm.
So there are two singers. The girl is also playing keys. But it was a really nice to hear a female voice in prog scene. other than that, the band, you can hear that it is extremely influenced by the 70s prog wave, let's say. So like bands like Yes, Camel, Pink Floyd, you can really hear that those guys are fans of those bands and they want to do what they did with their own style.
Okay.
But it's not a bad thing, yeah, to copy those extremely big bands. I think it's not a bad thing, and I think I have a feeling that they are really creative in the meantime. They even have a song named after a lyric of Pink Floyd, coming from the song called Echoes. Okay. So they are really a huge fan of Pink Floyd, that's for sure. It's an extremely smooth listening prog rock. They are really talented. You can hear the chord progression, you can hear the rhythmic progression or the time signatures, etc., changing all over the place, but it doesn't tire you. It is going in a very slow tempo. Like, I'm not saying that the songs are slow, but the transition is not like there's one transition every 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very well connected to each other. I saw that when I was doing a research, they are working with one of the most famous producer in metal scene. That is also the producer of Dream Theater, which shows me at least they are taking their music and everything quite seriously.
Probably they spend a lot of money because to have this kind of people around.
And that, you can hear that the mastering, etc., it's done very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
The last album is it was the first album that I listened from them. It's beautiful, but sometimes it's happened that one album you listen and then you go back to the old albums and you are a little bit disappointed. But in this case, all the albums has a nice sound. It's not something innovative or so, but it has like prog elements, it has post rock elements, lots of atmospheric input, and also maybe you would like it, there are some electro songs also, electro dominated songs. But generally I really like them. I would suggest if you like prog rock, they are really good and interesting band to listen.
Okay, thanks for we can make like even an episode only about prog rock then. You're bringing so much material every time, huh?
The thing is, I was hoping that because in social media I saw that Pineapple Thief, the vocalist of Pineapple Thief, he was signing like vinyl copies
mm-hmm.
of their new albums. So I was very I didn't know when it will be released, but I thought that when I saw that the guy was physically signing them,
yeah.
that it was released. But I was very keen to make a review of that, but then I saw it's not yet released.
Why you want to review a vinyl? I mean, probably the full length is already released.
No, it's not released. So
it's
a new one.
Oh,
they have the vinyl.
The first copy, the vinyl. Yeah. That is
so it was he was signing and they put a photo in the social media. So
yeah.
I thought that it was released, but it's not. So this round time, I'm listening lots of prog rock.
Yeah,
a little bit of Haken with prog metal.
We know. Let's see which would be like your next favorite genre then.
Let's see. At one point I was lost in post-rock and post-metal, especially when I started to fall in love with Brutus and Stefani.
Really, yeah, okay.
But it was just a phase, you know.
But something like, you know, something a little bit more different than psychedelic rock. Or...
Yeah, I think I liked psychedelic rock because I really liked the first albums of Pink Floyd. And this is basically the definition of psychedelic rock.
Yep, psychedelic.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Okay, so let's move on to our discussion topic, right? Which is the most iconic metal fashion trends. The ones that I could think of.
But for me, it's coarse paint. I mean, most iconic, come on.
For me, it's long hairs.
Okay.
The first thing that I come when you think about a metalhead, I would just assume that he has long hair.
Okay, in that way, if you talk about something that really if I look at you, I know that you're a metalhead. There you need to have this kind of characteristic, I would say also.
Well, we can maybe separate it because some of the trends are for artists that are on the scene. So if you do a corpse paint and go to work, it's not possible, right? But you can have a long hair.
Maybe
we can try in
Europe, I don't know. Well, actually, I was challenging my colleagues to go in pajama on Friday, but no one wanted to follow my advice. So
I'm wondering why they didn't.
I think you know this pajama from Primark, you know, like that you look like a unicorn.
There's a guy in the fourth floor, in your floor, I guess, or in the second floor.
He comes with flip flops.
And pajamas.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, so I ate him only because he dressed like this, you know.
And he smokes so much cigarettes.
Oh, really?
I always see him coming up from the elevator, and the elevator stinks. It's the smoke.
So he also stinks.
For me, let's talk about the fans first, and then we can move on to the artists about these trends. So as a metal fan, I also had long hair when I had hair. Not now, I sadly don't have.
I also have long hair.
Yeah, but
but the people don't consider me a metalhead because I have long hair.
Yeah, but I think it's one of the most, when you say about, well, the way that my mother describes a metalhead, it's basically long hair,
a geish man,
piercing.
Geish man. Yeah, because maybe she thinks, okay, he has long hair. No, but maybe no. Your culture is not good to have long hair if you're a guy, right?
No.
Okay, no. Because they're like, if you're Indian, you are like you have super long hair.
No. In Turkey, no, we don't have in this kind of tradition, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah, there are some cults that they have long hair.
So, if
you're
not a metalhead and you are going around in the city with long hair, what people will think about you? That you're gay?
No.
Really?
Not
that you're a librarian?
The thing is,
you sell drugs.
I really cannot think of a person who doesn't listen to metal or punk and have long hair in my surrounding in Turkey. It's not very common. I have a friend, but no, now he's living in Italy, in Rome, and to have a long hair without being a metalhead in Rome is quite normal in my opinion, because Italy, you know.
first, but
I really, there was one phase that everyone started to, everyone when, let me say it from the beginning, in high schools in Turkey you cannot have long hair. So every student who goes to university, first thing that they do, every male student without exception, they grow the hair. So the first year of university, you see lots of people with long hair. Some of them have metal intentions, some of them they just, because why not?
Okay.
But other than that, it's not very common.
I guess it's more convenient to have long hair. You don't have to cut them so often.
I lost most of my hair because I couldn't take care of my hair, I think. Well, it's a belief. Also, my father is bald, so. But yeah. Next thing, tattoos. This is my, again, I'm going from description of my mother. It's like long hair, tattoos, black.
Clothing, yes, the t-shirt is the one that let you understand.
For example, I understood that you were a metalhead because you were wearing like festival t-shirts.
Yeah.
Because with your hair color right now, you wouldn't say that you are a metalhead.
And blonde.
Yeah. That is not very common.
So if I would, I mean, what does it mean then? If I have pink hair, then you think that automatically I like kawaii or?
Yeah, you like. You like anime.
Stereotypical, but yeah. Maybe I can dye my hair pink next time.
Yeah, but why not? Just
with
do
my
it.
If you're pale, it's not really good.
So piercing?
No, not so much in metal.
Well, ear piercing also. So earrings in men. But now it's so common. Literally every
also with tattoos.
Every human has a.
But I mean,
piercing.
It's even trendy to. Use Led Zeppelin t-shirt or a Nirvana t-shirt. I mean, now there
are sad.
There are teenagers that are going around with Kiss t-shirt that they don't even know who Kiss are.
Yeah, and also, again, for me, of course, I have respect, but I don't have as much as respect to Kiss as I have to Led Zeppelin. And if I see like a stupid teenager who listens to, I don't know, that Keisha or something, no, yeah, that one.
Ooh,
also
this guy, there's this guy with the rainbow
T-shirt.
No, Tit.
Tit?
I think he's there. Tit is a rapper. Let me check.
Ha, Tit.
Yeah, in the mouth.
You know what I understood when you say Tit?
Like boobs?
Yes.
You it as a man.
Yeah.
Rapper with rainbow. Or maybe they are the hair. I don't know. Rainbow Tit.
Yeah, I know. Isn't the guy who went to the jail or something?
Maybe. Can you pronounce it? 6i multiply 9 in I? I mean, how can... I really don't know how to pronounce it.
I know that 69 is a sex position.
Yeah, but I? 6i multiply 9.
But the guy is so ugly.
Yeah.
It's so really sad.
Yeah, he actually ruined himself because of tattoos and so on.
Yeah.
I mean, we are so old when we say this kind of stuff. But yeah. I mean, it seems I listen but to no, my mom.
I know. Also have lots of tattoos and...
Yeah, in the face I don't like.
Yeah, me neither.
It's from New York City.
And I also don't like tattoos at hand. But some people like.
Yeah, it's very common in that core.
Yeah.
But anyway, luckily this is not a meta trend.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm opening my notes again. I was thinking about these patch jackets.
Yes, but it's not so common anymore, and the reason is that people don't know how to make them.
Yeah, but I in every festival that I went, they are still selling those patches.
You know what I think is that this metal, I think that they're called metal jacket, no, battle jacket, something like that. I don't know. Every time that they sit on the shoulders of a guy, I think about his mom that spent like the weekends in order to sue them. I don't think that no one did it by himself, to be honest.
That is probably true.
This is maybe also really stereotypical, but
also the bad thing that I realized, for example, I go to a festival and the festival has a lineup and doesn't have Iron Maiden in it, but you can see like lots of Iron Maiden patches there or Slayer patches there.
Yeah, because the idea is to cover the complete jacket. It doesn't matter what is on.
No, but the idea main this is that you put the patch that of a band that you saw live.
Oh, but maybe they saw live.
Yeah, but no, of course, but in the festivals, it is weird that they are selling bands that are not in the festival. It's just contrary to the idea behind of that.
Business is business, and also I don't think that all people knows how to make a...
That's true. So, for example, the tradition is that, for example, you buy your, I don't know, significant other or your partner or your friend or your child a jacket, and the first concert you put the biggest patch on the middle, and it's basically the biggest band that you go, then the rest he needs to cover. Yeah. It right, but now
I thought that the biggest patch is the biggest band that you like. The band you like the most.
Yeah, that's also possible. Yeah,
I don't think we need to clarify this because we are not really
but the rules are not very clear also.
Okay, we need to find someone that knows the rules.
Yeah,
would be difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, myself, I don't know a real metalhead, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I never had a patch jacket, so if it is the criteria to become a metalhead, then...
Yeah, me neither. I never had, and I don't want it, to be honest.
I have tattoos.
I have t-shirts.
Music-related tattoos. I don't have any metal t-shirts.
I don't have any metal...
related tattoos. Yes. So when you combine us, we make one proper metalhead.
Both of us, we don't know how to make a jacket.
Yeah, that's true.
But we have still 2 minutes left.
Yeah.
So I will open the website to generate automatically the...
So while you are opening it, I will continue.
Yes, please, because also I don't know what to say and I'm not multitask.
So the dark makeup. Do you think it's... I think it's one of the most iconic thing, and it goes for both male and female.
But I don't know, because at the end now, the smoky eyes, it became trend to every anorexic model that
true.
Exists.
Yeah,
on
but
the face
those
of
smoky
the
eyes is not... The metal is like you really put your eyes inside coal. Because generally the younger people does them and they don't know how to make proper makeup generally. Let's go. I said gothic clothing and jewelry. I think this a trend that will never die, but it was only until you are 25 years old. I never saw old woman with gothic clothing.
I saw old people wearing gothic stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
In concerts or festivals or?
Well, there was a place in which I used to go with a friend of mine for, it was a disco place. Mm-hmm. And they were making this dark 80s music, like, I don't know, Cure or like, I don't know, other bands. Now I don't remember anymore. And the average age there was 40.
Okay.
And they were always dressed like a dark punk or whatever, or goth, or so. It was kind of sad, but also the music was really nice.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so our website is ready.
Yes.
First, let's go with yours.
Mm-hmm.
Generate your.
Yeah, well, let's introduce properly. Now we're going to the section in which we will generate the lineup of our festival, no, 1990 festival, big festival,
yes.
Like download festival from the 90s.
Yes.
But it will be called, for me, it will be called the Serena's Festival.
Such a creative name.
Yes. So the website is called
Monkeon.
monkeon.co.uk and it's
/middle-aged nostalgia
festivals generator.
Middle-aged nostalgia presents.
I don't feel the nostalgia, but okay.
You are not middle-aged also. You are still young. Even though you are old for Berlusconi.
I was already born in the 90s.
I had two.
It's unbelievable.
You have your... But actually your lineup is very good.
Well, I like the fact that as a headliner, I have Daft Punk, two of them from the 90s.
Of course, yeah.
Okay. What do I like?
Why do you skip Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I don't like Red Hot Chili Peppers. I actually think that they wrote it wrongly because they put 2L. It's not chili with one.
I'm not sure.
Bah, okay.
Limp Bizkit? You were the biggest fan of Limp Bizkit. Right?
Oh, yes. So it's quite a good festival.
You have Nick Cave.
Who is Nick Cave?
You don't know the guy with the very... I would say deep voice with sad songs, but...
You mimic something really strange, that's why. Okay. Today is like this. I know Fatboy Slim, I like him, also Faith No More, but I don't know exactly which music they do. Dwight Yoakam, I never heard in my life.
Me neither. Primal Scream?
Primal Scream. What is Primal Scream?
I think it's the first scream when you're born. Or.
And the... nice joke, eh? But the Smash Mouth, I think the only thing I know about them is that the singer is bald. But maybe
know.
I'm wrong, eh? But for the rest...
Gigolo Aunts.
What?
Nice name.
Okay. No, the
gigolo is an Italian word,
gigolo.
Right?
No, gigolo. It's French.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that it was Italian.
The other I never heard in my life. Seafood, wow.
The smiles. Squeeze.
Porno for pyros.
Yeah. Your festival is quite interesting, obviously.
And creepy, probably.
5:30.
Cardiacs. Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, shall we go to yours?
So you had good headliners, but the rest is kind of like a porn movie.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go to mine.
Oh, you can download, I think, the
if you want, you can download
the Spotify playlist. Wow.
No, I don't. Why would you listen to what was the name? Porn for Pyros.
Oh, Dwight Yoakam. I don't know.
Snuff.
Actually, we can do a episode about Gigolo Aunts.
Yeah, let's find it.
Okay, yours. Let's see which will be
Click my link. When I see it like this, it's...
Yours is Violet.
Yeah,
it
says me again, Violet.
Ooh.
Bob Dylan. I'm not a big fan.
Who is Van Morrison?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Who is Ice Cube?
I have Offspring.
Offspring.
Offspring. I like them.
Offspring.
The
okay,
offspring.
Yeah, we
I have Kylie Minogue. She's one of my biggest crushes.
But she's full of plastic.
Now I saw a video in
Who
web.
Do you like Jamiroquai?
No, I don't like Lou Reed. I like.
Rage Against the Machine.
I like them. So for me, this the left side except Bob Dylan is good. Well, Bob Dylan is good, but I don't know.
A band called Bandulu. Eh?
Bandulu.
Wow. Do you know Biozat?
No.
They're famous. I know them.
Cable, Curve. The Jesus Lizard.
I don't know who they are.
My festival is like more anarchists.
Yeah, I think so.
But I would like to have some also porn elements inside of.
I don't think that they are.
Scarfo.
The Llama's Farmer.
Yeah.
Why not?
Monday Joe Strummer.
Yeah, it's really kind of punkish.
Yeah. Mishka.
The Far Side.
Yes.
Pixies is also. Pixies is the band of the wife of Kurt Cobain.
I don't know.
Mm.
What was the Courtney Love?
Yes.
Maybe.
Courtney Love, not Courtney Love. Is she dead?
No.
Oh.
She was alive.
No, she's not.
No, but it says the alternative rock band from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, no. She had another band probably.
It's there. Yeah.
How old she is now? Probably she's 60. No, 50 something. Unbelievable. All these people like are in their 50s. I'm so shocked right now.
But we checked Doro before we started recording episodes. And to be honest, Doro looks
younger.
Much younger than this.
True. Woman. Let's see. Genre, relatives, children.
I don't know.
Where to see the associated other
acts.
Where?
Hole, Sugar Baby Bolt. Pagan Babies, Faith No More, Lana Del Rey.
Oh, here. The Hole was their band.
Hole, yeah.
Yeah, she was playing with them when she was with Kurt Cobain. I still don't get it why Kurt Cobain decided to stay with her, but
yeah, no one knows. I think this is the most ugly signature I ever saw in a famous people. As a side note.
So it means that if Kurt Cobain didn't commit suicide, then it would be like around 50 right now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine Kurt Cobain being in his 50s?
I don't think that he would stay alive. Even if that he didn't kill himself with a shotgun, he would probably OD at one point. I don't think that, of course, he's not stable, as you see. No stable people kill themselves, but I don't think that he could make it.
I think he would have been bored with a huge belly.
I'm not sure. With that kind of intoxication, you cannot really gain weight.
Oh.
If they gain weight when they try to quit it.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, it depends on sense, yeah. Which kind of actions I would have taken.
Yeah.
But so yeah, it was nice.
I'm envying your festival better than mine, yeah.
Yeah, but only the headliners, huh?
Yeah, the rest we don't know, to be honest. Maybe mine are better, but I don't know.
We can download Spotify playlist.
The names of yours was better, to be honest.
I don't know. Let's see. Maybe we do a separate episode about
it. Well, thank you for listening.
Yes, guys. See you next week.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye.